Hi, this is David Wicks from Seattle Pacific University, and today I'd like to talk to you about AudioBoo and how it might be used in education. AudioBoo can be found at audioboo.fm, that's http://audioboo.fm. Do you have thoughts to share but don't have time to write them down? Or maybe as an instructor, you want to provide an alternative format for students to share because they're already writing lots of reflections. And finally, do you want your students to be able to share anytime and anywhere? Welcome to AudioBoo. It's both a web and a mobile platform, and it easily lets you record and share audio with the world using a computer or one of Apple's mobile devices. Some tips. Boos are limited to 5 minutes in length. They're audio only, but you can include a picture. Mobile boos can be recorded on various Apple iDevices. There was at one time an Android app, but it's currently in the shop being fixed. Boos can be heard on Macs, PCs, and various mobile devices. You can even find them on iTunes. You can embed a boo on a web page using the AudioBoo widget, and you can tag your boos for better searching, and they can easily be shared on social networking tools like Facebook and Twitter. Here's some teaching and learning ideas. AudioMo is an idea where you have students post a boo every day about their learning over the course of 1 month. And then have them create a meta-boo summarizing all the boos shared during that month. World language pronunciation practice would be something that you could have students do if you're teaching a world language and want to have students share their pronunciation. You could have your students interview an expert in your discipline and then have them share that with the class. Digital storytelling is very popular right now, so students could write a story and record and share that story digitally. A couple of possible issues. One is, are boos accessible to people with disabilities? Well, in terms of hearing impaired, they would not be able to hear the boo, and the website recommends that Boo creators use the comments section to create a transcript or to lead the viewer, in this case the reader, to another site where they'd find the transcript. Visually impaired learners can listen without assistance, but the authoring tool is currently not designed to be accessible. In terms of apps for other mobile OS platforms, it would be helpful if there were apps for other OSs, since not everyone has an iPhone. Well, that about sums it up. I hope you give AudioBoo a try. Again, you can find it at audioboo.fm. Have a great day.